Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Your hometown today is Beverly, and on a phone line, let's talk a little bit about one of the businesses in that neighborhood from the Wild Blossom Meadery is Greg Fisher. Hey, Greg, it's John. You're on the air. How are you today?
Great, John. Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for highlighting us down here in Beverly.
It's not like you're that far away, but sometimes we do let the neighborhoods get away from us, right? Everybody goes, oh, yeah, Beverly. And you say, well, when's the last time you were over at one of those places? And you say, actually, it's been a long time, so I'm glad we're kind of connecting with you guys today.
Yeah, if you jump on the Rock Island train, we're only about 20 minutes south of Chicago, downtown.
So what do you guys do? Tell me about your place.
So we're a meadery. So a meadery is we produce honey wine, wine out of honey. So instead of raising grapes, we raise honeybees. And instead of having vineyards, we have wildflowers. So we raise bees throughout the Chicagoland area. Some even downtown we have honeybees. And we turn that honey into...
No, he just kind of cut out there, or he's starting to fade. Are you still there, sir?
Right.
Yeah, okay, yep. Greg, yeah. That's interesting to me that the honey you're using to produce the mead is actually produced by bees right here in Chicago, huh?
Yeah. So it's this is a great area for honeybees, especially down in Beverly. There's a lot of flowers and gardens, and we have bees throughout, like Morton Arboretum and all around.
That's amazing.
Around the lake. And the honey is some of the best in the world, if you talk to some of the other beekeepers here.
So then when you take this honey and then you turn it into mead, what is mead? What is that drink?
So mead is fermented honey. And, everybody thinks, oh, it's honey, it's going to be sweet. But actually, mead can be dry or sweet. It's like the total craft beverage because it could be fermented just with honey, or you could ferment it with grapes, or you can ferment it with peaches or apricots or hot chili peppers or chocolate or whatever really want to make. And it's the most sustainable wine on earth because to make one bottle, the bees will go out and pollinate about 2 million flowers that will turn into about 40 million new seeds, which produces that many new flowers, which is the whole cycle of nature right there in the glass.
What's the best-selling flavor, if you will, of your mead?
I mean, our traditional mead, we sell quite a few, Binny's actually put a mead section in their stores. So they have, you have your wine, your cider, and your mead section. And, our biggest seller actually is our traditional mead. That's just the straight honey. But we also do very well with a blueberry mead and also a hot chili pepper mead.
Wow. Fair enough. And then can I consume this beverage? Is it like a bar or a wine room?
We have a meadery. It's just like a tasting room as a winery, like any winery out in California. So we have a full tasting bar, and then you can have mead on tap. We have about 23 meads on tap, and then you can also buy mead by the bottle or the glass.
You sell food there too?
Right now, you can bring your own food in, and then we have cheese plates.
Where are you located exactly? Whereabouts do we find you in Beverly?
So we're 9030 South Hermitage, and just off the Rock Island line. So you can hop on the Rock Island at the LaSalle Street Station and show up at our front door. And have it. And Beverly is so nice because we have a bike trail in our backyard where you can with a Diddy bike, so you can rent bikes. And there's a lot of great things to do down here.
Greg Fisher is the president of Wild Blossom Meadery. What's the website if folks want to look it up and find out more?
WildBlossomMeadery.com. And we have a great outdoor area. And, we have 200 acres of forest behind us. So you'll be in the city, but you feel like you're in the country.
WildBlossomMeadery.com. Greg Fisher. Hey, fantastic. I haven't been there, Greg. I'm going to make a trip down.
Definitely have to come down, and you can order our beads online or pick one up at our local retailers or Binny's.
Okay, well done, sir. We're going to Beverly, your hometown series.